Just another 3 points to get where we need to be. We don't need to get carried away. We just need to keep doing our job, and we'll be concentrating on Tuesday night now.
It's another 3 points, but it was a hard-earned 3 points, Glenn. They were tough opposition today.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to give respect to everyone who comes here and everywhere we go. Every game's going to be tough now. Everyone's fighting for something, whether that be to stay up, getting the playoffs, whatnot. So every game's going to be tough, and we know that now.
I watched you coming up the tunnel then. You weren't limping, so presumably that injury you had, are you okay, Glenn? Because I think we all thought you were coming off about a quarter of an hour.
Yeah, just carrying a little knock, that's all. But obviously, I don't think we're very, very rarely ever 100% fit, so we'll keep going.
Was that your shout to stay on?
Yeah, you're never going to come off. But no, if it had got too bad, then I would have had to come off. But thankfully, it was all right. Got a little strap and I was okay.
Tell us about the goal.
I'm sure you've seen it more than me. It's a bit of a blur, really. No, it was a great header back from Anthony, and I've just had a little touch and flicked it, and luckily it's found the back of the net, and that's that.
So we have a little look over your shoulder. Did you think you might have been offside, or just checking?
That's always precaution. You can't start celebrating too early. You have a little look, and then you can enjoy it.
Love the celebration. What was all that about, Glenn?
I just think we need to relax and just enjoy the moment, not get too nervous or carried away, and yeah, hopefully we can keep up performance and get where we need to be.
Was that a feeling today, or was just a little bit edgy?
I think it's natural. I think it's for any team up there, for any team trying to get automatic promotion. It's going to get a bit nervy at times, like the last 5 minutes. Obviously, Blackburn are playing for something else at the other end of the table, and they were pushing towards the end. And yeah, obviously, it's one of those things. You are going to get nervy, but thankfully we got through and we got the full 3 points.
Talk about players who've come in, Glenn, because players out today, Bruno out, Sam Baldock out, you know, the manager changed the ground. Those players coming in are filling those holes more than adequately.
Yeah, definitely, and that's why we've got a squad, do you know what I mean? And that's what we've built throughout this season, and obviously last season as well. McGaffer's built a fantastic squad, and when we lose people like Shane Duffy and Bruno, we've got people to step in and do just as good a job.
You're laughing. I don't know if the players are making you laugh over your shoulder. There they are, the rotten standard. It's Lewis Dunk making you laugh. Can I talk about Uwe Humanauer? Because he's come in and he had another terrific game. How big an influence has he had since he's come into the side? Because they're big shoes to fill in terms of Shane Duffy.
Yeah, they are, definitely. And he's stepped up massively, and he's filled them, more than filled them, obviously. I felt as though he won everything in the air today, and it gives us a great platform, and he's always nice and calm with the ball.
Can I talk about Toma as well? Because he's had a difficult couple of weeks during the international break, and you know, didn't start today. It'd been quite easy for him to get his head down, but he never seems to get down, Toma.
No, I think you've got to keep plugging away, and I think maybe we've spoken to Toma about the incident on the international break, and I think he was maybe taken out of context a little bit, but sometimes the press can do that to you. And yeah, it's just a little bit unfortunate. I think it's crossed wires, but yeah, he's kept his head up and he keeps going.
And do you think that was Brighton's game, Glenn? Because he came on and he wanted to make an impression today.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we needed. The game sort of, it was, I wouldn't say it was slipping away, but it was sort of, nothing much was happening. It felt very sort of end of season-y. It was sort of, it was a bit lethargic, quite hot. And we needed that boost, and Tom had definitely brought that.
Who broke the news that Burton had beaten Huddersfield?
We've seen it with our own eyes. We were in front of the screen, and it was quite a nice feeling.
But it's a big moment, Glenn. I said to the manager, and he wouldn't be drawn. I doubt you will be either. But it just felt like it could be a seismic moment in this championship race.
Not necessarily, because there'll be somebody else willing to take their place. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure Leeds will step into it if they keep losing. So if it's not Huddersfield, it'll be someone else. So we just need to concentrate on ourselves and tick each game off as it comes and try and get as many points as possible.
Two more questions, Glenn. We've spoken about the fans, the manager's praise. What was it like out there today? Because there were, you know, a record amount of Brighton fans inside the Amex today.
Yeah, I mean, they're fantastic. Every week they turn up, week in, week out. And the loud, and they really spur us on.